And welcome back to Flat Baroque. I'm Dinah Jansen. You are now entering Act 3 of Monteverdi's L'Orfeo. And Orfeo is guided by Speranza to the gates of Hades to find his lost love. Having pointed out the words inscribed on the gate, "Abandon all hope, all ye enter here," Speranza leaves. Orfeo is now confronted with the ferryman, Charonte, otherwise known as Charon, who addresses Orfeo harshly and refuses to take him across the river Styx. Orfeo attempts to persuade Charonte by singing a flattering song to him, "O mighty spirit and powerful divinity," but the ferryman is unmoved. However, when Orfeo takes up his lyre and plays, Charonte is soothed into sleep. Seizing his chance, Orfeo steals the ferryman's boat and crosses the river, entering the underworld, while a chorus of spirits reflects that nature cannot defend herself against man. They sing he has tamed the sea with fragile wood and disdained the rage of the winds. And here we are now at Act 3, Monteverdi's L'Orfeo.
Oh, di parte m'abbandona il lasso sul periglioso passo. Quale bene or più m'avanza se fuggi tu, dolcissima speranza.
Innanzi morta queste ride, temerario ben vieni, arresta i passi, solcar quest'onde, ad un mortal non dassi, né può con morti albergo aver chi vive te. Poi forse nemico al mio signore, Cerbero brada le tarpare porte, ora per brani sua cara consorte, l'impudico desire acceso il cuore, con freno al folle ardir, entra il mio legno, non accorrò più mai torpore a salva, si degli antichi oltraggi ancor nell'alma. Servo, acerba memoria, e giusto sdegno.
Non vi Oh,
Caso anche esser detto.
Okay.
Welcome back to Flat Baroque. We are now entering Act 4 of L'Orfeo, and we are entering the underworld where Proserpina, Queen of Hades, who has been deeply affected by Orfeo's singing, petitions King Plutone, her husband, for Eurydice's release. Moved by her pleas, Plutone agrees on the condition that, as he leads Eurydice towards the world, Orfeo must not look back, and if he does, a single glance will condemn him to eternal loss. Orfeo enters, leading Eurydice and singing confidently that on that day he will rest on his wife's white bosom. But as he sings, a note of doubt creeps in. Who will assure me that she is following? Perhaps, he thinks, Plutone, driven with envy, has imposed the condition through spite. Suddenly distracted by an offstage commotion, Orfeo looks around, and immediately the image of Eurydice begins to fade, and she sings despairingly, "Losest thou me through too much love," and disappears. Orfeo attempts to follow her, but is drawn away by an unseen force, and the chorus of spirits sings that Orfeo, having overcome Hades, was in turn overcome by his passions. And here we are now, Act 4, Monteverde's L'Orfeo.
Cangiare nasconde dell'amate pupille il dolce lume. Forse di lirio appunte le deità d'averno, per ch'io non sia quaggiù felice appieno, mi tolgano il mirrarvi luci beate liede, che solga il sguardo altrui bear potere. Comanda amore, a nome più possente che vince uomini e dei, ben ubbidir dovrei. Ma che odo, ahimè, lasso, sarma forse a miei danni, con tal furore le furie innamorate per rapirmi il mio ben, ed io lo consento.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Flat Baroque. We are now nearing the end at Act 5 of Monteverdi's L'Orfeo. Back in the fields of Thrace, we find a fairly dejected Orfeo singing a long soliloquy in which he laments his loss, praises Eurydice's beauty, and resolves that his heart will never again be pierced by Cupid's arrow. An offstage echo repeats his final phrases, but suddenly in a cloud, Apollo descends from the heavens and chastises him. Why dost thou give yourself up as prey to rage and grief? And he invites Orfeo to leave the world and join him in the heavens, where he will recognize Eurydice's likeness in the stars. Orfeo replies that it would be unworthy not to follow the counsel of such a wise father, and together they ascend. A shepherd's chorus concludes that he who sows in suffering shall reap the fruit of every grace, before the opera ends with a vigorous moresca. Thanks for tuning into our presentation of Monteverdi's L'Orfeo. This has been Flat Baroque, and we look forward to seeing you next week.
Consolata sei, e consolarmi voi ne dolor miei, benché queste mie luci sien già per lagrimar fatte due fonti, in così grave mia sventura non ho pianto, però tanto che basti, se gli occhi d'arga avessi e spandessero tutti un mare di pianto, non fora il tuo tanti guai. del mio mal pietà, io ti ringrazio di tua benignità. Ma mentre io mi querelo te, perché mi rispondi sol con gli ultimi accenti, rendimi tutti neteri miei lamenti. Ma tu, anima mia, se mai ritorna la tua freddombra a questa amiche piace, acceso in sacrificio offersi. Tu bella fusti e saggia, e in te ripose tutte le grazie sue, cortese il cielo, mentre ad ogni altra dei suoi don fu scarsa. D'ogni lingua, ogni lode a te convienzi, ch'albergasti in quanto d'onor più degna. Or l'altre donne son superbe, perfide, fer chi le ador dispiettate instabili, prive di senno ed ogni pensier nobile, onda ragion Lorenzi, quinci non fia giammai che per vile femmina, amor con aureo stral il core trafigami.
Dove ha virtù